tax policy analysts have raised concerns that Uganda's continued imposition of a 0.5% excise duty on mobile money withdrawals could hinder progress towards a fully digital economy. This follows the government's decision to maintain taxes on mobile money transactions and smartphone imports in the 2026-2027 financial year. According to Aloysius Kitengo, a tax policy analyst at Siatini Uganda, the cumulative burden of import duties, VAT, withholding tax and infrastructure levies has made smartphones increasingly unaffordable for many Ugandans. Kitengo further notes that additional costs, including VAT on internet services, a 12% data levy and mobile money transaction charges, risk excluding low-income earners from accessing essential digital services. He argues Uganda must strike a balance between revenue generation and creating an enabling environment for digital growth.
When it comes to digital economy, I think Uganda as a country, we are taxing the digital services. First of all, we have the digital service tax, which is looking at the income. We have the value-added tax, which is supposed to be collected by someone who is supplying a service in Uganda. And we have other related charges, like the internet data is part of it. So when you look at all those taxes which we have in the an era of digital economy, we have to ask ourselves, are we preparing to usher ourselves in the digital economy? Are we making our citizens be able to be competitive? Are we making the environment suitable or attractive to anyone who is willing